You can be the opposition today.
No, we were waiting for you, Honorable Mashiach.
Now we good.
Good morning, Honorable Members. We now form a quorum. This meeting is officially opened. Good morning and welcome, everybody. The purpose of the meeting is basically to adopt all outstanding reports as well as our minutes. We've got five sets of minutes as well as seven sets of minutes. All the documents were circulated to all the members, and I hope that members have interacted with those documents and, where necessary, communicated with the secretariat for corrections or omissions. And just before we proceed, I've got three apologies for. The first apology is from Honorable Safodin. Oh, no, from Honorable Bloom. He's not being able to attend this meeting today. He's attending the Security and Constitutional Development meeting. And then Honorable Munzisi is attending the JSC and on intelligence meeting. And Honorable Memela, she is in the Magistrate Commission meetings. And the last one is from Honorable Mazosiwe, who also prioritized the intelligence meeting. So those are the four apologies, Honorable Members, that I have received. I am not sure if you would want to reflect on those.
Chair, I will just apologize if I'm really irrelevant or out of order, but I'm having a serious problem when the whip of the committee does not attend the meeting and prioritize any other meeting. I really have a problem. All other members, it can be understood, but it can't be the whip. It can't be the whip and the chairperson of a committee prioritize another meeting other than the meeting of their committee. I think something is dear, Magar. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Mashiach. I think you do have got a valid point. Of course, I'm also equally concerned. But perhaps that should be the matter I myself and Honorable Pierre, because he's the whip of both committees, will have to continue to engage with him and raise this issue with him, because it's been happening for some time now. And I had hoped that after my interaction with him last month, the situation will improve, but we'll continue to engage him again, honorable members. Thanks for raising that, Honorable Mashile. I would then assume that we accept the apologies with that, with the note on that one of the whip. Am I, Honorable?
Chairperson, yes, I second that proposal, but I want to request that the secretaries of the two committees submit to us as chairpersons the attendance register since we were inaugurated as the Select Committee for Finance and the Select Committee for Appropriations, that we get the history of attendance.
Yeah.
That's a factual report that we then can deal with in the relevant structure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy. Now we are on item 3 now, 3.1. The first report that we'll be dealing with is provincial road maintenance report. I will take it page by page for corrections, omissions, and all those until the last page. Page 1. I'll be a little bit faster, assuming that we have, of course, gone through this report. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. Honorable Lee.
Have electrifying effect. Mr. Chairman, the 8.4, there's a typographical error there. I'm not quite sure how it should be worded, where the dots are.
I didn't propose that we adopt this report.
Okay.
with that connection.
Yeah. I'll take in, Mr. Chair.
The second comprehensive Italian aid grant for the provincial program for the Italian grant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, the recommendation is always the critical thing of any report. And 8.1 refers to a tertiary institution. Should we not define that a little bit more as to exactly what we mean, a university or, you know, it could be college, yes. So I was wondering about that. And then 8.2 isn't really a recommendation. It's a comment, not a recommendation. But perhaps we can turn it into a recommendation. And then just a grammatical thing in 8.3, the last line, it should be forms. In the supply of condoms, as this forms, an S is missing. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I think the first point
to a university. I learned the same lens as Northern Cape, I think, yeah. 8.2, I don't know, Honorable, how would you want us to rephrase it? Do you have any suggestion?
Perhaps we can leave it as is and then tack on to the end of it. The committee recommends that urgent action be taken to ensure that the expenditure performance is improved. That turns it from a comment into a recommendation.
Okay. You got that last part. Yeah. Any other further inputs on our members? In the absence of none, 8.1 is the university. In the absence of none, can we move for adoption? Honorable De Beer?
I move for adoption.
Honorable De Beer, second. Thank you, honorable members. The third one is land care. Honorable Mashile,
say, I think this very first report that we are from, on this page 11, I think one is just calling for a drafting correction. The table, the millions must not be on the boxes where the money is, but must be on the heading. Amount, and then they must indicate the, so that then the numbers don't look clumsy on the table going down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it, if I try to make it clear?
No, it's clear.
Okay.
It's clear. Thank you.
Taking over my job as
accountant. Lemke? Page 1. Page 2. Page 4. Honorable Tibia.
Chairperson, on page 4, the third paragraph from the top. The last sentence, despite this low expenditure, the province reported had no impact. I would say despite this low expenditure, there was no impact on service delivery because all its projects are seriously bound. The word had.
Okay. Agreed.
And then, page 4, the last paragraph. The second sentence, this challenge will be addressed by giving technicians, comma, working over district borders, comma, bursaries, and offering experiential training to students.
Agreed. Anwashila?
Yeah, Chair, I'm just picking it up on page 4. The language, temporal jobs, instead of I think it's supposed to be temporary. Yes. And then it's on the 3.3, I'm picking it up under Free State 174, just in the middle of the first paragraph.
Temporary, okay, temporal to be temporary.
And then the second paragraph as well, 142. The third paragraph again is it's almost the second.
Yes.
I think we must just simply indicate that wherever temporal is found,
yes,
then it must be corrected to be
temporary.
Either temporary or casual, whatever language is used. But if it is temporary, then it must be written correctly. But the third paragraph as well, I'm not sure whether the word invader plans is correct. Eradicating invader plans. I think for invader, then this word can be crafted correctly because it is not readable as it is. I'm sure it's Mr. Lees because he stayed in Great Britain for a long time. You can assist us with that way.
And I will leave.
Mr. Chairman, my stay in Great Britain was all of 3 months. So yes, it was quite a long time. It, the use of the invader plants is acceptable, but it might not be easy reading. So I'm happy for it to be changed if it needs to be.
Okay.
I used to hear this word being
alien invaders.
Yeah, it's an alien or invasive plants and whatever. But it's the first time I see it in this form. That's why it's a little bit difficult for me to read it without questioning. But if it is correct in English, Chair, I may withdraw on that specific one. I'm not really having authoritative knowledge on that this particular way.
Okay. We move to page 5. Page 6.
Honorable Chairperson, page 6, the last paragraph, the first sentence, the province of Western Cape reported that over the last three financial years, each allocation, ITS, of this grant. Just a...
Honorable Mashiri.
Chair, I think this is just also a correction. The page 6, third paragraph. Mpumalanga only have 3 districts. Ehlanzeni, Gersibande, and Nkangala. Bushbuck Ridge is part of Ehlanzeni as a district.
Okay.
As a district. Therefore, I propose that Bushbuck Ridge be removed.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it's part of it's within the Tanzania district. Thanks.
And here you must just move the sentence back more to the right. Thank you. Page 7.
Chair, now I think my previous problem gets resolved on the second but last paragraph, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Another project is Londindalo Alien Plant Removal Project. This maybe can be consistent with the use of that particular word.
Instead of invader, use alien. Okay.
Yes, then I think it will assist us.
Okay. Please. Page 9. Page 9. And adoption with those changes. For adoption, honorable members, honorable Becker, seconded by honorable De Beer. Thank you. Then the next report is mass sport and recreation. Mass sport and recreation, I'm on page 1. Page 4. remember?
I'm not sure what is happening, whether it's the computer that has actually messed up the table on page 3 and 4. I'm not sure whether it's the computer, but if it is not, then the denomination or whatever of the amount should be under the headings, not on top of the headings. If you read it into page 4. Because on page 3, then you have got what indicate that you are showing the figures in thousands, but then it's sitting on top of the headings on page 4.
I think that bracket should also be moved to be one bracket, I mean one table as opposed to,
I think it must just shift it downwards to appear on one page, the whole table.
Thank you, and
just hope for the best that the secretaries would ensure that the figures are correct, because it may be difficult for us to really look at the figures and say they are correct.
Page 5. And page 9 and the last page.
I think when it comes to Western Cape, if I still remember, we also raised a matter that they were minimalistic in reporting, and then they denied us information into exactly what they are doing. They were reporting straight to the requirements by the secretary, and then we requested them that they should. Yes, per item is what we requested, but they must provide us with adequate information that will give us an understanding without actually inquiring or digging that particular information. I'm not sure whether it's, it has been captured correctly. And also with the Eastern Cape, that they had quite a good numbers that really did not make sense, actually. Which even the MEC, I think, eventually did not really celebrate the report. I just wanted to make sure that those particular observations were captured. I may not be helping you, Chair, now because of the hectic 10 days that I had, and that's why I'm... thanks.
No, it's fine, Honourable Mashile. I think the Secretary will capture that one. I've also checked that before. That's part of our observation. That is a correct version that you are putting forward in terms of that meeting. Okay, those will be, those 2 points will then be included in the minutes. I will check that one before I sign them. The Beer and Honourable Liz.
Chairperson, on page 1, the last sentence, the MECs from Northern Cape, Mpumalanga, Gauteng, Limpopo, and KZN all sent officials to present them. But the committee said and told them that the officials, that the MECs will be called to Cape Town. We accepted the documentation, but they didn't present. they tabled the documentation in the meeting, and then the ruling was that the MECs will be called to Cape Town, but it's not captured here on page 10.
On page 10?
At the recommendations or maybe findings, I don't know where one can put it. Or conclusions.
Okay, Honorable Liz.
Mr. Chairman, mine was exactly the same point, and 9.3 doesn't read in the way that Honorable De Beer is saying, in which I agree. So perhaps that's the one that it kind of just says, you know, please, if you can, come. It's a kind of request. And my understanding was that it was a requirement.
It's a requirement, yes. Thank you, honorable members. I think 9.3 will then change to read as to capture it as honorable Beer. That was the last page with those amendments. Can I then call for adoption of the minutes of the report? I mean to say. Mm. Will you move on? Machile and honorable Dupierre. The last report is report on, that was the oversight to Free State, yeah. On the 19th, yes. Page 1. Arnold De Beer.
The work of Pelonomi.
Pelonomi. Pelonomi. Yeah, not Pelonomi. Pelonomi.
You
correct it everywhere it appears as such, because even under over this the same, yeah.
Chair, again, on the pages is not numbered, but page 1 in the middle, overview, the sentence, the last part of the sentence, there must be an S, hospital.
Pelonomi Hospital, you've just correct both ways, yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
I think, Chair, is that correction of Pelonomi and Pelonomi. I think they must continue the whole report and
yes, replace
it, because it's appearing more than once. It's appearing more than once being incorrect.
I think, I'm not sure, but if I remember, under terms of reference, that part from when the committee, because it created an impression that it was not, that visit was not planned. It was just a quick change of the program. But my understanding is that we had already planned that the first day,
yeah.
Well, so that part would have to be deleted when the committee was advised to amend. Yeah. Because it was planned from here, not page 2. The pages will also have to be numbered as well. Page 2. Page 3. I think the table will also have to be.
I just wanted us to ensure that there should be somewhere where we have captured that project at Pelonomi. I think it changed contractors more than once.
Yes, I think
it changed contractors more than once. There were people that were brought in there, then because of non-payment of their payments or the workers, and then they stayed away from the project, and other people were brought in and then to come and continue with the project. I think that needs to be also captured somewhere else. Thanks.
Okay, yes. I think it's captured somewhere else.
Yeah, and also the fact, Chair, that the contractor was not appointed on a recommendation of the professional service provider.
Yeah.
They appointed professional service providers this side, and the department also appointed a contractor. And there was no input from the professional service provider on the adequacy and capacity of the contractor that should be appointed. That did not exist, because it is going to explain something in future if problems arise.
Okay. The script, is it the script or the scripts?
The script.
Script,
it's supposed to be
S-C-R-E-D-S.
Is it concrete?
Yeah, is it script or scripts? It end with T or is that T S? Script.
Chair, normally it is just script.
Okay.
But when it was reported there, it was reported that it has been done more than once.
Mm. Four times.
Therefore, when you're taking it to plural, then it becomes script.
Okay.
Not yes.
Page 4. And page 5. Honorable Liz, to follow by machine.
5.2, there should be a space between abandonment of. I think that is page 4. Hey? Yeah.
Yes.
That's it, thank you.
Okay. Honorable Mashile?
Yeah, Chair, I think it's the table on page 4. Just to reflect the units on top.
Yes.
The unit should be reflected on top.
Yes, no, taken top.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all for that report. Honorable list on page, last page, I think.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, I, as you know, I wasn't able to join you on this particular hospital visit. So I'm speaking from a position of ignorance here, but I've been through the report, and I don't find any reference to the dropout rate of students, but we have it as a recommendation. Maybe I'm missing it somewhere in the report. But you know, if you're making a recommendation, it's usually on the basis of something you've found out.
Yes, yes. With regard to 6.4, you are right. That recommendation does not find expression anywhere in the minutes. After all, I think here it's just a confusion of facts, because the oversight was mainly on the work at the hospital, and they presented only on that.
Yes.
And that is the only thing that we observed, if I'm correct. Yes. Honorable Mashile, you want to remind?
Yeah, Chair, I think on the observations, we must really make sure that the issue relating to, I think it was the intensive care unit. I think there was one unit which they were, you know, the hospital was crying about and even worried about the time of completion of it. Because that particular unit, I think it looks like it was viewed as a critical unit in the hospital to be completed in time. And even the delivery of the machines required in that, it really formed one of the main complaints from the hospital, that it needs to be captured and even on the recommendations, you know, to raise the completion of that unit to be of high importance.
Okay, I think it will then, that addition will then come under 9.3, when, because it's the intensive care unit which was critical, and those machines been purchased, but they can't be installed because they must be installed and that, 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 okay. We'll also refer to their final report, the one that they submitted when we were talking with municipalities, just to make this point emphatic, yes.
Yeah, without misusing your time, I think you'll remember the issue that you raised very passionately, the issue in relation to the budget.
Yes.
You'll remember that there was some confusion on the total amount
of the budget.
Yes. Yeah, and then there was no real clarity. We even ended up sending them packing to go and relook and try and reconcile the numbers.
Yes.
I think that specific section or a line that talks to that must still be reflected in here.
In the report.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that's why I'm saying we'll have to refer to their final report, the corrected version, because the first one we rejected and then they had to table a proper report later on.
Yeah.
I'm sure you still have it. That's all relating to this report on members. With those corrections, can I have the mover? Okay, and
I did not have this one, sir. I move for adoption. I did not have the mic on.
Okay.
I move for adoption, sir.
Seconded by Honorable DPM. Thank you, Honourable Members. Then we go to minutes quickly. Before now, Zulu gives us the minutes of the 24th of June, page 2. Yes, Honourable Mashile.
I think, Chair, it is very, very necessary. I'm not sure how it is going to be. I thought that maybe we have discussed it before. You know, members that are present are recorded as present. Those that apologize are recorded as under apologies. But those that have not apologized and they are not present, then they should be reflected as such. Members absent without apology, then we list them.
Okay.
I think it is definitely necessary, Chair, because non-mentioning of those that not attend without an apology, it did provide some safe haven and of really being picked up so that we can be able to discuss. Thanks, Chair.
Do you all support that view? Okay. That will then be factored in all our minutes going forward. Just for direction, Honourable Members, is this decision applicable even to this minute or are we talking for future minutes?
Future.
Yeah, Chair, let me complete this recommendation that is not. Probably let's adopt it today to be what we're going to do right after the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
All
but,
right.
But in any way, is that we are sitting with draft minutes, which means the finalization of this is going to be after this recommendation that we are approving.
Okay.
We must just watch out that agreeing now before we adopt this minute. The minutes are now going to be adopted in future of this decision.
Okay.
Then it's
okay. No, it's fine. Let's then delete the minutes then. We'll just put this in this minute. Minutes of the 24th, page 2. If nothing, may I request that we will adopt all these minutes once at a time? Or you still want to do them like reports, one by one? The second set of minutes will be the minutes of the 10th of August.
Mr. Chairman, I noticed that there's not apology for me, but it's a mistake for my secretary, or what happened at was that time I was down in George, and
yes.
I'm not sure what happened there.
What we have picked up, Honorable Becker, is that in one of the meetings we picked up that secretaries, and I think your secretary was also mentioned, they don't submit apologies in time. They will sit and right in the middle of the meeting, you begin to receive apologies when we have already gone past the apology part of the meeting. But then that was an issue that we had to raise with different secretaries because it was giving the impression that members are not apologizing. Mm. It was your secretary, Honorable Liz, the same problem, Honorable Zulu. Yeah, there was a big issue with regard to secretaries not submitting apologies. But perhaps what we'll do, maybe as we go forward, before meetings, because I've requested secretary that before any meeting, they do a check with members, those who are going to be present and those who have submitted apologies, so that we record proper facts as opposed to... Yeah. Honorable Liz?
Mr. Chairman, I'm in idem with you on that. I just want to bring to your attention that the Honorable Baker had particular circumstances.
Yes.
And I think that it would be in order for us to record that he was absent with leave for an extended period of time.
Exactly, yeah. I think that will be captured. Honorable Mashile?
Yeah, Chair, I think that was the first issue I wanted to raise as well, that on our attendance and apologies, Honorable Becker, in one of our minutes, this particular point that the Honorable Liz is raising, it was raised, but it is not captured on this specific minutes on the apologies, because that actually informed his absence on quite a good number of meetings that he followed. But, Chair, I respect the comment you have made about secretaries and submitting apologies on behalf of members and their mistakes and the rest. But the responsibility still lies with the member.
Mm.
The responsibility still lies with the member. If we are going to really shift the responsibility to secretaries, I think we are going to have serious problems. The members must make sure that their secretaries do the honorable thing of submitting those specific documents as and when it is required.
Okay.
And that's it. And yeah, I just wanted to raise that.
Thank you, honorable members. Points taken. Minutes of the 23rd of August. Pages 2. That's it. those minutes. With your permission, I'll go to the minutes of the 30th of August.
Yeah.
Yes, Mashile.
Yeah, I'm just raising the on the attendance.
Mm.
It's written Honorable T. E. Chan, and then in bracket ANC Northwest.
Mm.
I think, Chair, for correctness of that, it should be Northwest ANC. It would rather be like that, because the first thing that you are in the NCOP is the province, the legislature. And then the further description, who are you from that particular province, it comes later. It can't be the president. I'm not sure whether I'm a little bit clear on this one.
No, you are clear.
Is that we are in the NCOP representing the province first, irrespective of our party, political, whatever. And then after that is then that we identify you that you represent the ANC or you represent DA. I actually wanted to say that the parties should follow the province names, not come first.
Are you comfortable with that, members?
Yes.
Agreed. And that will apply to all the minutes, it's fine. I was moving to the minutes of the 30th. Yes. I'll move to the minutes of the 31st of August. Pages 2.
And we're doing adoption of minutes, but matters arising, I take it you had a good trip to Africa north of us and in Zambia made sure that the elections were free and fair.
the minutes of the 6th of September.
No?
No,
I withdraw.
No, they were free and fair, as declared. minutes of the 6th, page 2. Set of minutes, and I remember the minutes of the 7th of September, provincial rules maintenance plan, and I'm on page 2. There have been no Honorable Liz,
Chairman, without casting any aspersions on yourself, it's interesting to note that the attendance at the meetings of this committee were much greater when you weren't here than when you were
here. That brings us to the end of the minutes. Can I get the mover and the seconder for the entire set of meetings? Honorable Liz, seconded by Honorable Zulu, and Honorable DPA. Honorable?
Just one thing, and that is for the Select Committee for Finance as well, is I'll follow up on our own resolutions also in the minutes. Because in the minutes it appear the SG of Health will do the following or submit the following more information to the committee that we just, but I'm speaking to myself as chairperson now of the Select Committee for Finance to beef up our follow up procedure. Maybe that we compile or draft template on resolutions taken, then when was it taken, follow up, or report back in 30 days or 14 days that we somewhere, the secretaries must assist us to diarize that on the IT. The 14th of November, we must do the following.
No, thanks, Honorable. I think we should, if just to remind you, remember there's perhaps we need to follow up with research, in particular, Honorable Tao. Because I know that, we did have an instruction that they track out all the resolutions and progress made to date. There was some work done. Just have to confirm if that has been completed. And once it's completed, we make it available to all members and also engage the chair of the council around those issues. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honorable Mashile, before I close the meeting.
Chair, just allow me to delay you a little bit, Chair. You see, Chair, I engaged MJ when we were at the workshop down there at that specific hotel.
Yes.
There was some workshop which we had there, and I engaged him on exactly this particular matter, that when the committee presents a report in the plenary and the report is adopted but it has got recommendations, who communicates these recommendations to the relevant parties and stakeholders and departments? And Comrade MJ said to me that, no, it's a committee itself. But I raised the matter, I said, no, Comrade MJ, my understanding being in Parliament is that the minute the House adopts a report with recommendations, then it becomes the House's resolutions. Then the Secretary of the House is responsible to ensure that this is communicated to the relevant people that they need to implement the resolutions. But he categorically denied that is the case. But I was not convinced, Chair. Comrade MJ, as long that he has been in Parliament, probably is right, or probably that is the norm. But in terms of institutional arrangements, it can't be correct that way. Because when the resolutions have been taken, they are no longer resolutions of the committee. They are the resolutions of the NCOP. And the head of that is the chairperson and the secretary. And the indication that I can make, Chair, is that in the committee, in the Joint Committee of Ethics, when we took a resolution about members' disclosures on the report of the AG, and then we tabled this report in the houses, both houses, and when they were adopted, the speaker wrote back to the AG on the recommendation of the resolution of the houses. And the speaker copied that letter to the AG of implementing the resolution. And therefore, after that, then we were able now to follow up with the AG whether he has received that particular report or whatever. So the position that I got from Comrade MJ, I can say it still needs further engagement, because that would looks like that decision seeks to fragment the implementation of resolutions of the House to the committees. And whichever committee that is not capable of actually doing that implementation, resolutions will hang in the air. And one believes that definitely it needs to be centralized, and the resolutions need to have the necessary authority of the office of the chairperson when they are communicated to the relevant stakeholders. And therefore we can do now the expediting and the follow-ups. But the communication must have the necessary authority from the House of the Chair. I think there is a need of a further debate with the Chair on this particular matter. Thanks.
No, thanks, Honourable Mashile, for that information, because I, from my side, I did actually wanted to be appraised on the protocol, and some would say no. Once the decision is adopted, the chair communicates those decisions to the leader of government business, who in turn communicate with different ministries and or cabinets, and then the responses will flow back in the same fashion. But that has not been happening. Where there are follow-ups, myself, I would write letters to different ministers. The only ministry that has been consistent, maybe it's because they are also compelled by this Money Bills Act, is the National Treasury Finance. Because all the resolutions that affect that department or that we make from these finance committees, you will always find them included in the policy document of that department, like the MTBPS, where the minister is forced to respond to. That is the only ministry that responds to resolutions of committees relevant to that ministry. But with what you are saying, we that's why I'm saying we'll have to, after getting that feedback from the research, we'll then arrange a meeting with Honorable Masangu to try to, otherwise, if that is what he's then saying is the protocol, if they can give us to us in writing, would not have a problem to follow up on our own decision. But we are just merely trying to observe protocol. Thanks very much, honorable members. In the absence of any further comments, may I then declare this meeting officially adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.